we stand on your word, Holy Spirit, rain down. Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts before you, the creator of the cosmos, the creator of planet Earth. The theme of the songs this morning is the idea of need. We need you. The reason we need you, Father, is because you made us. We did not make ourselves. You created us in the image of God, created us, everyone, to live according to your plan, to your laws, to your will. Father, those who do not do that are rebelling against the creator of the universe, outside of the will of God. But help us with you to acknowledge our need of you. We pray for your Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, strengthen us. And though you may be in us, help it to fan the flames, to cause them to grow brighter, that we might be more completely submitted to you and obedient to your will. If there be those here today who do not sense their need of you, we pray that you would convict them and draw them, help them to realize they need God in their life. It's been said by Augustine that our hearts are restless until they rest in you. We only find true rest and peace in our hearts through Jesus Christ. We thank you for that. Father, we think of our personal needs. Our mind goes to our country today, to the world. The world needs you. America needs you. Our founding fathers built this country on the word of God. We've drifted far from that. We pray you would bring us back. We ask you to bless our leaders, both political and religious. Many preachers will be in the pulpits across our land today. We pray that you would rebuke Satan and satanic influences, and that you would anoint your true men of God and women of God to preach the word of God without fear or favor of men. Father, may your word turn us back to you. We ask you to bless this day. We pray for Brian's request for his Nepali friend down there in the Dallas, Irving, Texas area. We pray that you would convict this young man from Nepal that Jesus Christ is the only true God. Whatever his background might be in Buddhism, Hinduism, we pray that you would show him the truth. Convict his heart. Help him to, in due time, as you draw him, to surrender to you. Bless Brian as he witnesses and works with this young man and others. We pray for Bobby Joe today, Father. We ask you to bless her as she would preach to us. Pray that you would anoint her, your Holy Spirit would flow through her and touch our hearts, meet the needs of our hearts in every way, in every person, different needs, but your Holy Spirit can personalize every need and be with all of us today. For all the problems, troubles, heartaches, the unspoken requests in our midst today, we pray your Holy Spirit would bring answers to prayer, comfort people, meet people's needs, solve problems. May your name be lifted up, and we'll thank you for all that you do for us, for we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Children, you may be dismissed to Children's Church. Miss Mariah will meet you at the back left door. Ushers, please receive the offering.
Father, we come to you this morning and in watching that video clip, I am reminded this world, individual people, families are hurting. And we don't have answers for the pain and the trials and the heartaches and the disasters that come upon us, but we're clinging to the almighty hand of God, to you, because our hope lies in you. Our faith is in you, and we are determined to follow through. I pray that you would open up your words, Holy Spirit. I pray that you would illuminate this message. That it would not be the words of man, but of God. Change us. Heal us. Bring comfort to our hearts and minds today, even in the midst of our circumstances. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. If you would, turn with me, please. If you have your Bibles, it will also be up on the screen for you. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Let us stand together in honor for the reading of God's Word. I will be reading from the NASB. Consider it all joy, brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. May you bless it. You may be seated. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Look at your neighbor beside you and say, count it all joy. Look at your other neighbor and beside you, if you don't have anyone behind you, and say, count it all joy. Now that may be easy to say, but it's easier said than done, is it not? And I am not making light of this scripture, because I tell you what, there are people in this very room who are experiencing trials today, where they may be speaking with their mouths because they were just told to, but in their hearts, they are cringing. And they're like, you've got to be crazy. Count it all joy. Consider my trials joy. But see, I have a way out, because I didn't say it. James, the brother of Jesus, who spoke the word of God, doesn't advise us, but he commands us. You must count it all joy. Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. What are you going through today? There are many ways that we can respond to the trials that come into our lives. Is there not? There are some of us who, when we have a trial in our lives, we feel hard-pressed, we are angry, we shake our fist at heaven, and we're like the song says, God, why don't you do something? God, if you're all sovereign, why don't you do something? Change this circumstance. And then there are those who just cower. They cower under the trial that's pressing down in upon them, and they just want to hide, and they can't think. They can't relate. They can't understand, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know who to turn to. And then there are some of us, whether it's a good thing to do or not, We look at our trials or we think of something, it's like out of sight, out of mind. We kind of ignore it. We put on a happy face. Oh, everything's awesome. Everything's great. When inside, we are dying. How do we respond to trials in this world that are brought upon us? James tells the Christian brothers and sisters, consider it, count it, think about it, think it through, and respond with an attitude of joy. You see, it doesn't depend on how I feel. Our joy should not depend on how we feel. But it's determining to make that decision. I'm going to press through. I'm going to count it joy. And I'm going to say, God, I may not see you in this circumstance, but I know you're in it. I know you're working out something good through this hardship. And I trust you. I don't feel like it. Everybody else is telling me just forget about church. Forget about God. He's turned his back on you. An attitude of joy. James not only encourages his brothers and sisters, but God is telling us today to count it all joy. He's telling us, I want you to embrace with joy the trials that have come upon you. And you know, these trials in this passage, James is talking to believers. He is not talking to those outside of the faith who do not have a relationship with God. So this advice is to you and me. And God is saying today, I want you to embrace your trials with joy. The fruit of the Spirit. And there are many kinds of trials. These are the trials that they come knocking at your door like an unwanted or an uninvited guest. And you're in your house and you're not dressed and you're going to get away. But you see, trials aren't gentlemen. They come pounding through your door when you don't answer. And they enter your life unexpectedly and it just smacks you upside whatever, the head, or it throws you down. And then you also have those trials that you may be born with a physical defect. You may not be able to see or to hear. And those trials can last a lifetime. How can I joy in that? How can I embrace that joy through that trial? We can embrace it because we know the purpose behind it. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. The testing of your faith. How many of you love tests? Anybody like a test? Come on now. The testing of your faith, the trying of your faith. He's saying, you have faith, I want to see it. You say you have faith, prove it. Because we don't have much to have faith about, believing in those things that are unseen, believing in the unseen, transcendent God, who made himself known by coming in the form of man on this earth. For you and for me, and our faith is not tested until these trials come into our lives. They're like, it says in Peter, he tells us in Peter, 1 Peter, Chapter 4, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. You see, James told us that count it joy when the trials come. He didn't say if the trials come, but when. The trials are going to come. If you have not experienced a trial in your life yet, through personally or through a catastrophe that's happened in the world, the hurricanes, the devastation, or through a child who is sick, or through losing finances, the trial will come. The trial will come. It's not if, it's when. So do not think it a strange thing. Many of us who've grown up in the church, and I'm speaking to myself, we've grown up with the thinking nothing bad should happen to me. I'm a follower of Jesus, and I do not know where we get that from, because the Bible is full of persecuted followers of Jesus Christ. Amen? It is full of men and women who endured hardships because of the faith, and they have endured hardships of every kind. This is not new. It is nothing new under the sun. Because the consequences of sin fall on each and every one of us. And we may not be in sin, but the consequence of it surrounds us. And we encounter that through the trials that come in on our lives, the trials that Satan sends and God approves. The trials that Satan sends and God approves. Takes both of them. Satan's on one side. I'm going to cause him to doubt you, God. Watch this trial. Watch it. They'll curse you and die, as he told about Job. God's like, no, I'm going to test them. I'm going to purify them through this trial. And they're going to come out as pure gold. And their faith is going to be strong. So, my friends, you're not alone. Do not think that today in your trial that it is a strange thing. But rejoice to the extent that you partake in Christ's sufferings. If you are being persecuted because you are a child of God and it is not because of a sin that you have committed, then count it up as suffering for Christ. And there must be something amazing that he's going to do in you and through you. Or he would not have a need to refine you. Allow that trial to purify and take out anything of your attitude. Anything that does not belong there. And take the doubts and turn them into trust. Take the fear and turn it into trust. Lay it all down. Embrace the trial with joy. Embrace the certainty that the trials will come. And embrace the knowing in the heart and the mind that there is a purpose. There is a purpose for the trial in my life. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. We're not talking about an endurance that is just a passive patience, sitting and waiting. We are talking about an endurance that is moving forward, looking past where I am, and pushing me on through in the ways and the trust and the faith that the plan that God has set out before me. Endurance. You don't give up. You don't cower. You don't shake your fist. Oh, you may have questions. Job had questions, and that's okay. But in the end, If you want to have endurance and you want to be having done all to stand and still standing in your faith, strong and secure in God, you must bow the knee under His sovereignty, and you must acknowledge that even though I don't understand, He is God. Even though this hurts, He loves me. Even though I've lost everything, He owns it all, and I've inherited in the glorious inheritance when we see Him face to face. Nothing is as great as compared to the suffering that Christ paid for me. When for the suffering He endured the cross. His joy was not emotional. His joy was not the feeling, because remember, he was sorrowful in Gethsemane. He was sorrowful. Take this cup from me. Take this trial of suffering from me. Don't allow the sins of the world to be placed in the punishment on me, your son. But he bowed his will to that will of the Father, and he said, nevertheless, let my will be your will. And everyone in the whole world has the opportunity by his grace to become children of God. Your trial gives you the opportunity to change somebody else's life. God wants to use your trial as an opportunity to bring someone to Himself. How are we responding to these trials? God, give us the grace, because we can't do it on our own. Embrace trials with joy, trusting and believing. Embrace them in knowing that they're going to happen. There's a purpose. God is using it to refine me and to purify and to strengthen my faith through the testing. Our testing is not meaningless. It has a purpose. Let God do the work in you. You see, God can't really do a lot of work without trials. It's like exercising. If we want to be strong and we want to be healthy, we just can't say, oh, I could do 50 sit-ups a day. And I can eat chicken to build my muscles, drink eggs in the morning. All right, good. Another week from now, I'm going to be great. Let's go get that ice cream. We have to take what's written on the page of God. We have to transfer it from our mouth to our head to our heart. And we have to live it. As we are walking, we live it. When we are going through trials and our loved ones are pressing in on us, our unsaved loved ones are pressing in on us, God says, count it all joy. My grandmother, she married at age 15. She married someone she thought was a Christian, and he was not a Christian. He did not go to church. He traveled a lot. He had affairs on her, but God said, you stay. You stay with him, and I will save him. She stayed. He would be so angry when she went to church. She'd come back, and he'd have this just little jealousy attitude, like a little kid on a tirade doing their little tantrums. And she said, I prayed. I got on my knees and I prayed. I didn't know what to do. And God spoke to her and he said, I want you to stay home. You make your church, your home, your church. You can send your kids, but you stay and you pray with him and you pray for him. And every night he would lay his head on her lap and she would pray for him. She would not bring up the affairs with her best friend. God said, have a gentle and quiet spirit, and you leave his soul up to me. Faith in her trial. She was tested. And she stayed with him, and he was saved on his deathbed. He had emphysema. He died of emphysema at age 46. She was in there, and he began confessing about his affairs. Oh, Addie, I'm so sorry. She says, I've already forgiven you. I've already forgiven you. Faith tested. faith proven. Endurance for the long haul, age 15 to age 46. And he was saved. Hallelujah. God wants to use your trial to not only strengthen you, but to strengthen someone else and to draw them to his grace. Embrace your trials with joy. Embrace them knowing they're going to happen. Embrace them knowing that it is for a purpose, and knowing what it's going to produce in your life. Endurance. You keep on going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. You keep on going. You don't give up. And you will grow in your maturity spiritually. You will blossom. You will grow. And you will become stronger. And you will become more like his son, Jesus Christ. Make me more like you, Jesus. Now, I'm not asking for trials, but I do want to be more like you. As Paul said, I want to know you and the power of your glory and the fellowship of your sufferings. To be like you even unto his death, because it's when we die to ourselves, when we die to ourselves, we live in Christ. We gain the eternal kingdom, the kingdom of God that is here and now, and the kingdom of heaven that is yet to come in glory. If we can't face our trials here, how are we going to face our God? If I can't trust him here, how am I going to trust him when I'm in heaven? Oh God, purify our hearts, purify our minds. Help us to take your word for what it is and to believe you are who you say you are. I don't understand everything because your ways are higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, and your plans are so much greater. Hallelujah. His plans are greater than my own. Once he produces that endurance, that Christ-like character of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control, not only with my spouse, not only with my children, but with my neighbor, with my enemy, whom I am to be praying for, and those who persecute me. Many trials come through the people we encounter. As you encounter the trials that is brought into your lives, may you embrace them with joy. The joy of knowing whose you are. The joy of knowing that God is who he says he is, and he will do all that he says he will do. He will purify you. He will save you. He will cleanse you, purify you. He will keep you as you keep your eyes fixed on him, the author and the finisher, the perfecter of your faith. Do you trust him this morning? Count it all joy. Live in the joy of the Lord today, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as Psalm 27:13 says, yet I am confident, I am assured, I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. You see, his goodness is with you. In the trial, he is with you. He will never leave or abandon or forsake you as you seek him. And you will experience the goodness of the Lord and the victory of the Lord in your life. And that is the proof to the non-believing world of who Jesus Christ really is. So may we stand together. Let us stand together. What trial are you in today? It may be the loss of a job, the loss of a spouse. Maybe spouse walked out on you. It may be a trial that you've been enduring for years and years and years, and you're tired and you're weary. But today, you may say, Lord, fill me anew with your Spirit. Help me to embrace this trial, my husband or my work or my health with joy. And use it, God. Use it to purify me. Strengthen me, my innermost being and thoughts. Today, if you would like to come down for prayer and just seek the Lord and just say, God, I'm in a trial. I need you. It's just like that song, I need you. Oh, I need you every hour. I began to tear up in those songs because we do. We need God every minute of every hour of every day. Don't be deceived. He will not be mocked. We need him. And he desires us. So as you close your eyes with me today, if you're in a trial and you just need to embrace it with joy, because you haven't been able to do that yet, today's the day. The joy of being satisfied in knowing who God is and knowing that he has a purpose and that he's using it to perfect you and your faith. If you would, you can come up and you can pray. Oh, Lord, we come to you today, and we come from different circumstances in our lives. And we acknowledge we need you. We are hopeless and helpless and joyless without you. Oh, we may put on a pretty face or a strong front. But we're slowly dying inside. We need you. Father, I pray for strength. Strength for those, courage for those who just, they need to step out where they are. And I'm not saying just to come pray up here, but just step out where they are in life. And they need to just lay it all down at your feet. And they need to ask the questions and they need to cry. Then they need to allow you to embrace them. Renew their faith. For those who are disappointed, strengthen those who are weak and weary. Those who are angry and soften their hearts. Help them to be angry no more, but to be filled with a love and a peace and a joy that passes all understanding. Thank you for your presence, Lord. We need you. Help us, Lord, to embrace with joy. Help us to trust, knowing that you desire only that which is good. And what is best for us as your dear children. Jesus' name. Amen. May you walk in joy this week. Give the trial to God. Embrace it. Trust Him. And allow Him to shape you and to mold you. Because there's victory and there's a testimony that's a coming. Right? Amen. You are dismissed. Thank you.